Exodus chapter 14, verse number 1. The Bible says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pihahiroth," something like that, "between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal Zephon. Before it shall ye encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, They are entangled in the land. The wilderness hath shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. The Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea beside Pihahiroth before Baal Zephon. When Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes. Behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. The children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. And the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. We have been talking a lot about faith, asking the Lord to increase our faith, to help us understand a little bit more about how to live the faith life. This is an account in the Old Testament that tells us that our plans and our thinking and our understanding is always so limited, and that when God spoke to Moses and said, listen, tell them to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. What was happening here was the children of Israel thought they were entrapped. They thought that this was the end of the road for them. As a matter of fact, they said, we would have been better off just to die in Egypt than to come out here and to die out here like this. That's what they believed was getting ready to take place. But instead, God was setting this whole thing up, not only to deliver them, but to deliver them forever from the Egyptians, and to destroy all of their chariots and all of their captains of their chariots, all in one big swoop. God was going to destroy the Egyptians, deliver the children of Israel, and remove this enemy from their life forever. He said, you'll see them again no more forever. Amen. But what they saw was the enemy coming upon them. But what they did not know is that God's plan was to bring the Egyptians into a position, because he was going to not only destroy them, but destroy them forever, and to show his mighty hand in behalf of his people. Praise God. Standing still to see the salvation of the Lord, that is not usually an easy, the way that we react to a crisis or to a problem. As a matter of fact, most of the time, if we see something terrible going on in the world, someone will respond by saying, somebody needs to do something about this. Somebody needs to step in and take, because our natural inclination is to try to solve a problem or to bring a cure or to bring some kind of a resolution to a situation. That's the natural reaction that we have. We got to do something about this problem. And it is true that there are times when we need to hear the voice of God and step up and do whatever he's calling us to do. And sometimes his call is to take action. Sometimes his call is to do something about the problem or the circumstance. But we need to listen to the voice of the Lord, because there may be times that we just need to stand still and trust God. In our case, with our son, I feel like that I'm at a place right now where the Lord wants me to keep my hands off of it. Because for a lot of years, I've tried to solve the problem. And I've spent a small fortune trying to do that. Rehabs in this place and that place, and hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, and wearing ourselves out and wearing ourselves to death for 10 years. And now I feel like that the Lord is just saying, step back and let me do this. Let me do this. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And it may be that some of you are in that same kind of predicament, that you want to do something about that. I want to fix this problem. I want to do something about this. That's the natural reaction. But we need to hear the voice of the Lord, because it very well may be that God is just saying, let me show you that in this whole scheme of this situation, that my plan is already at work. I'm already moving. I'm already devising a plan for the enemy to be destroyed and for God to give a victory. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Psalm 145 and 18, it says, the Lord is nigh unto them that call upon him. There are several verses of scripture that talk about the fact that God is close to us, that he is near unto us, or he is nigh unto us. That word nigh is the Hebrew word is the word karab, and it means yes, that he is near to us or close to us, but not just this. It means that he is allied with us, or that he is ready to come and to help us. Just a few hours ago, if there's some kind of a news event, something going on, it'll pop up on my phone. Usually I ignore it, but it said something about the vice president was coming to Kentucky, and he's landing right now in Lexington. So I pushed up my phone and looked at it, and the big United States of America plane was pulling up there. And then before the vice president got off the plane, there's this long line of guys with sunglasses, and they're all coming off the plane, and they're lining up there. And they're looking every direction. That's what they do whenever the president or the vice president travels, that they have a security detail that is with them. And I mean, they're with them. As a matter of fact, there are two of them that are assigned to be with them right beside them. If they're shaking hands with people, signing autographs with people, I mean, there is a guy right there with him. It's almost like they're stepping on the vice president's shoes. That's how close they are. When I saw that, I thought I'd been studying about that the Lord is nigh unto us. That's how it is. He's with us. That's how close that he is to us. And he's ready to jump to our rescue. He's ready to help us in our time of need. Praise God. You are not alone in your problem. You are not alone in your situation. God is with you. Amen. And our natural response is, I got to do something about this problem. But many times the Lord allows us to face situations where, like he did the children of Israel, where we just have to stand back and listen to the voice of God. And sometimes what the Lord is saying, stand still. See me work in this situation. See me solve this problem. Just stand still and see me work. You see, we have, not only do we want to do things, but we think God, we give God timetables. We say, God, if you don't solve this problem by this time, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. And we give God a schedule or a timetable and say, God, you've got to work according to my plan. But we need to understand that God is at work in the world, and he's watching, and he sees the needs of his people. And many times what he wants you to do is just be at peace and to stop trying to resolve it in your own power. Amen. Amen. Now, that's a hard thing to do, because when we wait patiently on the Lord, it's a very difficult thing to be patient, to wait on God. But yet the Lord, he's at work. He was setting it all up for the children of Israel. It was all, and it had to be in perfect timing for Moses first to stretch forth the rod, and for the Red Sea to open, and the children of Israel to march across on dry land. And the Egyptians were pursuing. They were literally trapped. As I understand it, the Red Sea was in front of them, and they were kind of in a valley. There were mountain ranges on both sides of them. They could not go back, and they could not go forward. They were trapped in a situation that required God to step in and to rescue them. That's why they were crying out to the Lord and saying, Lord, Lord, why did you allow us to be brought out here to be destroyed in this situation? But the Lord had prepared the situation, because his plan was so great and so wonderful that he was going to destroy all of the forces of Pharaoh. It says that it was 600 chosen chariots and all of the chariots of Egypt, every one of them, and the captains over everyone. You talk about a fighting force, a fearsome fighting force that were pursuing them. They were as good as dead, every one of them. And God is saying, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord. They really couldn't go anywhere. They had to stand still until he opened up the Red Sea. And when he did, they marched across on dry land. And then as they looked back and saw all of Pharaoh's armies, all 600 chariots, all of the chariots of Egypt, and their captains and their armies, as they began to march, it was perfectly timed. And God shut up the Red Sea at the perfect time to destroy their enemy and to let them know, your enemy's destroyed. You're never going to see him ever, ever again. This enemy, this problem is solved forever. You don't have to worry about it no more. But you got to wait on God. You have to believe God. That's the position of faith. That's what I'm calling this tonight, Brother Darrell. He always chases me down after church to ask me what. So I'm calling it the position of faith. What is our position? Our position of faith is to stand still and to believe that God is a God of his word, and that he is at work, and that our prayers are not in vain. Even though you don't see any evidence of it, even though the enemy's pursuing you and it looks like you're going to be defeated and destroyed, this looks like that you're trapped. And as a matter of fact, that's exactly what the Lord allowed Pharaoh to believe, that they were entangled in the land in the wilderness, has shut them in. God allowed Pharaoh to think that the children of Israel were in a trap and that there was no way that they could ever be set free from this situation. The reality was, God set a trap for Pharaoh. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's put our trust in the Lord. Great verse of scripture is 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect. The word perfect is the Hebrew word shalom, which just means quiet or peaceful. Amen. God wants to move. He's going throughout the earth. He's at work, and he'll show himself strong for those that just trust him. Those that are just waiting on God, confident and understanding that God is at work. Those who have a heart that is perfect, peaceful and quiet and confidently trusting in the Lord. Amen. Moses said to the people, "Fear ye not, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your shalom, your peace." You will just be at peace and just let God move. Some of you may be in that kind of a predicament where you're just scrambling around trying to get things resolved and trying to do something about the problem and do something about the circumstance here. And it's true, there are times when it is the will of God that we step out in faith and we do the things that he tells us to do. But other times we need to be sensitive to the voice of the Lord and trust him and just stand still and watch him move. It just means to stop all of your activity, cease all of your striving, all of your trying so hard, and trust in the Lord. That is the position of faith. When you trust God so much that you know that he is not going to leave you hanging. He is not going to forget your prayers. He is not going to neglect you in your time of need. You are a child of God. You belong to him. And he is faithful to come at the perfect time, just as he did when he closed up the Red Sea. It was perfectly timed to solve their problem forever. Glory to God. So what seemed like a setup for their destruction was really a God setup for the destruction of their enemy. Praise God. Amen. So the position of faith is just resting. That doesn't mean that you're passive. It doesn't mean that you are not willing to move out in faith and do what the Lord is asking you to do. It just simply means that you have full confidence in the Lord, complete and full confidence in him, and that he can order your steps. He can put you where he wants you to be at the time that he wants you to be there, and he can work in your situation. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." What a great verse. I love that verse. Amen. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. So don't live in unbelief. The children of Israel saying to Moses, "You've brought us out here. Weren't there enough graveyards in Egypt that we could have just been buried? Why did you bring us out here to allow us to die and be buried here? Why?" But Moses was in tune with the voice of the Lord. He was listening to God's voice, and God was letting him know, this is not a defeat. This is a very, very big victory day for you. This is a big victory day for you. Just trust me. Trust me. I'm going to work this all out. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And it may be in your family needs. It may be your health. It may be financial circumstances. It may be things that are weighing heavily upon your mind, and you want to work it out. You would like to solve it. So you're scrambling around and you're working hard, striving at this and trying your best to resolve it. And the Lord is whispering in your ear tonight, "See, you need to listen to me and stand still and trust me, because I'm at work. And I will turn this big day that seems like a huge defeat, I will turn it around into a great day of victory for you. If you'll just trust me, put your hope and your confidence in the Lord." Hallelujah. Let's stand together. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, God, that you've given to us a wonderful promise. Lord, that you're at work in our lives, that the eyes of the Lord are searching throughout the earth Lord, moving and working in behalf of your people. Help us, Lord, to be at peace. Help us, Lord, to be confident, to understand, Lord, that you are at work, to not be in unbelief, but to trust you, and just to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we can take our place, take our position of faith, and hold on to see you work some wonderful, mighty ways. Hallelujah. Glory to God.